KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. We just picked up a thunderstorm, and that dropped 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic for a total overnight into early this morning of 6 one-hundredths. We do look for variably cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, Creston police report 4 recent arrests. On Sunday, 56-year-old Thomas Leroy Patterson of Creston was arrested for disorderly conduct. Patterson was transported to the Union County Jail and later bonded out on $300. Saturday afternoon, 43-year-old Richard Wade Starlin of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense. Starlin was later released on a $1,000 bond. Last Friday, 19-year-old Patrick Nicholas Lee Farlow of Clarinda was arrested for escape of custody and on an outside agency warrant. He's being held in the Union County Jail on a $3,000 cash bond. And 35-year-old Jamie Torres of Creston was arrested Friday for domestic abuse assault by strangulation. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 2 people on Friday. 59-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak was arrested on a magistrate warrant for violation of a no-contact order. He was later released on his own recognizance. And 50-year-old Renee Telesaforo Valdivia of Colorado was arrested on a bench warrant for burglary in the third degree. His bond was set at $7,500. A physician's assistant in Northwest Iowa has agreed to give up his license for a year after admitting to having sex with a patient and other ethical violations. The Iowa Board of Physician Assistants last Wednesday approved an order in which Anthony Peters voluntarily surrendered his license. The order said Peters, who had worked in Primgar, Iowa, acknowledged that he sent sex-related text messages and a photo to a patient, had sex at least twice with a patient, and had disclosed patient information to a third person without the patient's permission. The board said that if Peters applies for reinstatement of his license after a year, he must document the completion of a professional sexual misconduct evaluation. A man has been accused of stealing dogs from an ambulance at a Dubuque hospital, or drugs, that is, from an ambulance. Dubuque County court records say 31-year-old London Gavin is charged with theft. An ambulance worker told police that Gavin had ridden in the ambulance Thursday as she and others took a patient to Mercy One Dubuque Medical Center. She noticed after talking to hospital staffers that vials of morphine and ketamine that she'd placed on the ambulance cot were missing. A court document says a surveillance recording showed Gavin grabbing something off the cot while the ambulance worker was talking to the hospital staffers. The document says the drugs turned up when Gavin emptied his sweatshirt pocket for police. A Dubuque man accused of abandoning 2 dogs that officials say had injuries consistent with dogfighting has pleaded not guilty. 31-year-old Eric Tillis entered pleas last week to charges of abandonment and of neglect. His trial is set to begin June 17th. Court documents say officers were sent January 26th to investigate a report about abandoned dogs and found 2 dogs in kennels without food or water. The documents say both dogs had several scratches and scars consistent with dogfighting. Investigators said Tillis and 21-year-old Alexia Ball had lived at the residence with the dogs, but had moved out days earlier. Ball has also pleaded not guilty to charges of animal abandonment and animal neglect. Des Moines police say a man is facing several charges after he allegedly threatened to kill everybody at a Quick Trip station. Gerald Evans Jr. of Davenport was arrested Saturday and was being held in the Polk County Jail on charges of making a threat of terrorism, intimidation of the weapon, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and eluding. Court documents say Evans called 911 several times to say he was driving to the Quick Trip to kill everybody inside, including his girlfriend and then himself. He told police he had 2 guns and planned to drive his car into the building. Police say Evans was under the influence of alcohol and drugs at the time. He was arrested near the store after a short pursuit. A Cedar Rapids man who had his cousin try to hijack an internet domain at gunpoint has been convicted in federal court. Federal prosecutors say 26-year-old Rossi Lothario Adams II was found guilty of conspiracy to interfere with commerce by force, threats, and violence. Adams was the founder of a social media company, State Snaps, whose followers often use the slogan, "Do it for the state." Adams tried for years to buy the domain doitforstate.com from a Cedar Rapids man, but the owner refused to sell. Investigators say in 2017, Adams enlisted his cousin, Sherman Hopkins Jr., to break into the domain owner's house and force him at gunpoint to transfer the domain to Adams. Police say the man was shot in the leg as he and Adams struggled over the gun before the man wrestled the gun away and shot Hopkins several times. Hopkins was sentenced last year to 20 years in prison for the crime. Adams also faces up to 20 years when he's sentenced at a later date. A bill likely to win final approval in the Iowa legislature this week would let most students carry stun guns on the university campuses in Ames, Cedar Falls, and Iowa City, as well as community college property. Senator Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Alderton, says the reality is that there's an elevated risk of assault on college campuses.
Sexual assault, physical assault. We need to give young women, young men, the opportunity to defend themselves from people who would wish them harm.
Representative Matt Winchittle, a Republican from Missouri Valley, says current Iowa law lets anyone above the age of 18 carry a stun gun, but some public colleges and universities have campus-wide bans on the devices.
Folks, what this boils down to is the simple fact that we've got people that are going out living their life, and they deserve the opportunity to be able to defend themselves.
Winchittle says stun guns are not lethal.
We're talking about devices that are meant to incapacitate somebody for a temporary amount of time so that person that is being attacked can get away and go find the help that they need.
Nine senators and 37 members of the Iowa House oppose the bill. Representative Mary Masher, a Democrat from Iowa City, says a college campus, especially a football stadium, is not a place you'd want stun guns.
When you combine alcohol and sporting events, you can have a very dangerous situation. Right now, the NCAA's best practices for the NCAA championship competitions instructs a prohibition of weapons of any kind at these events.
Representative Chris Hall, a Democrat from Sioux City, opposed the bill, suggesting it is condescending to women.
We're telling women they should feel empowered to carry a weapon. Wouldn't it be empowering to instead tell them that they can trust the people around them on campus and have a higher level of trust because those men have actually gone through some sort of training or education that gender violence is wrong?
The proposal won approval in the Iowa Senate in mid-March. The House voted to add language that would prohibit anyone with a felony conviction from carrying a stun gun on a public college or university campus in Iowa. The Senate is expected to approve that caveat this week and send the bill to the governor for her review. The Iowa Lottery says a $1 million Mega Millions ticket has been sold in northwest Iowa. The ticket was bought at the Fleet Farm Fuel in Sioux City and came within one number of winning Friday's $175 million jackpot. The Sioux City ticket matched the first five numbers, but missing the Mega Ball number. Fleet Farm will receive a $1,000 bonus from the Iowa Lottery for selling the $1 million winning ticket. No one matched all six numbers to win the jackpot, so the top prize climbs to an estimated $192 million for tomorrow. Friday's winning numbers were 18, 25, 43, 44, 57, and the Mega Ball 25. The Sioux City ticket was the only one in the country to win a $1 million prize in last Friday's drawing. An Ames man was being held in the Story County Jail on a charge of animal torture. Pat Powers reports from Webster City.
20-year-old Rushdie DeSimba is accused of stabbing a German Shepherd puppy on April 14th and putting the puppy in a dumpster. Police notified Ames Animal Control to assist in the investigation. The puppy was taken to a vet clinic for treatment and is now in the Ames Animal Shelter. Ames police said Simba admitted to stabbing the puppy and placing him in the dumpster. The bond for Simba was set at $6,500. I'm Pat Powers.
That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.